Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday the 14th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program's about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Yeah, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 166 points today, 1.5%. It closed at 11,644. For the week, it is the biggest percentage gain since the middle of 2009, up by my calculation 4.9% since the close last Friday. S&P 500 up 20 points, 1.75%. They used to say commercial broadcasting was a license to print money these days. What about Google? The company says profits are up 26% in the last quarter, showing online ad sales are doing well, even with the economy in a lower gear. Google shares rose 5.9% today. The NASDAQ composite up 47 points, 1.8%. The 10-year bond yield up to 2.23%. Now, here is a case of lowered expectations that it's worthwhile to tell you the Dow Jones Industrial Average, as of now, has erased all of its losses for the year. Another way to put it, the Dow is now just above where it started this year. It's also about where it was before the big debt ceiling battle in Washington and the downgrade of America's credit worthiness. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial.
Let's put it this way, not much dough to show. But on the other hand, just 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were on the verge of a bear market, and the Dow or the S&P was down 20%.
He says the economic data, day in, day out over the last month, paints a consistent picture of modest growth, a realization that drifted back into stock prices, despite the nerves about Europe and despite disturbingly high unemployment in the U.S.
I think a couple of weeks ago, the plunge in consumer and business confidence had a number of the scare bear economists saying the economy was headed into recession, you know, it was a done deal. But actually, the data we've gotten in the last 2 months is more reassuring than that. And just this morning, we got another piece of that. Consumer spending, retail sales took a pretty big jump in September, and it was across the board. Car sales were quite good, but we also saw gains at restaurants and department store and apparel stores. So it is ironic that while consumers were telling pollsters how downbeat and depressed they were in August and September, apparently when they got off the phone or the internet, they went to the department store or the car store or went out to eat. So that fortunately the behavior of consumers and businesses was more steady, in fact, slightly better than their mindset.
Economist Stuart Hoffman at PNC in Pittsburgh. Financial ministers from the group of 20 big economies were meeting today with a special focus on trying to hammer out a comprehensive plan to straighten out Europe's financial system. U.S. Treasury Secretary Geithner gave a thumbs down to talk. The International Monetary Fund needs an extra $350 billion to fight economic crises. With all the focus on Greece, Spain's creditworthiness got downgraded today. Now it's time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. There are passels of happy children around the world today, and one reasonably pleased toy company, Mattel, reported worldwide sales up 9% last quarter, bringing the company $20 million more than the same period. Barbie the Icon plus Barbie accessories contributed big to the better-than-expected numbers. News that Barbie is forcing the hands of shoppers has the Marketplace Daily Pulse beating faster today. You can read more about toy sales and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy. Go to the website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.